The third word from the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ tonight comes from John 19, verses 25 through 27. Standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple he loved standing there. So he said to his mother, "Woman, here's your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that time, the disciple took her to live in his home. The Gospel of John, perhaps even more so than the other Gospel accounts, is filled with this mysterious reality of Jesus Christ. In the lead up to the crucifixion, and his being taken in his trial and in the crucifixion, Jesus has this perplexing effect on everyone he encounters. He confounds everyone. And the reason this is because throughout it, Jesus is simultaneously full of this divine power and authority. And yet this entire humanity, this complete meekness, this obedience to the Father, this going like a lamb to the slaughter. One instance of this is in the Garden of Gethsemane. These soldiers come to take him, and yet Jesus approaches them. They arrive, but he approaches them and asks, "Who do you seek?" They speak, Jesus of Nazareth. They're looking for the man, this rabble-rouser, this guy who's stirring up trouble throughout the countryside. And Jesus responds, "I am." And they fall back away. They cower. They fall to the ground. Jesus again prompts them, "Who do you seek?" They respond, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he speaks, "I am." And again, they fall away. And the reason this is because Jesus isn't just speaking the human "I am, I'm the one you're looking for," although he is fully speaking that. He's also speaking the "I am" of God. He's speaking the "I am" of that comes out of the burning bush to Moses. And this kind of continues throughout the crucifixion narrative. Jesus continuously is somehow the person in power. In each of these situations, he has full authority, and yet he meekly submits. And I think we have to read this third word in light of this reality. We have to read it with an ear, an eye to see and hear God, Jesus' full humanity and his full divinity as he speaks these words. Because there's this deeply tragic, fully human aspect to what Jesus says here. He's dying. He knows he's dying. Someone has to care for his mother, who's been widowed probably for some time now at this point. He's getting his affairs in order. And yet it's more than this. As Jesus speaks these words, "Woman, here's your son. Son, here's your mother." He's speaking a divine command, full of the authority and power of God. And this is a divine command that is given particularly to Mary and Jesus' beloved disciple. But it's also a divine command given to us. Jesus looks at the disciple and his mother, and he says, "The love which I have shared with each of you, as son to mother, as a friend, as a brother, continue to share in that love, continue to share in my love with one another." And so we must hear these final words of Jesus tonight spoken to us as well. Hear these words. Jesus saying, "These are his brothers. These are his sisters, his mother, his daughters. As we have each received his love, continue to share in that love with one another." And this command, as he has loved us, so we are to love one another, is the full human and divine command of Jesus. He says here, woman, here's your son, and son, here's your mother.